It's been over 6 months since Pelosi's stormtroopers, aka the Capitol Police, assassinated the patriot Ashley Babbitt in the midst of a quiet protest of Trump's stolen election. Hysteria seems to have consumed the Democrats who claim the protest was a riot, or worse, an insurrection perpetrated by the president himself to prevent Congress from ratifying a fraudulent election when anyone could see for himself the citizens of this great country were merely protesting peacefully in the hallowed halls of their own legislature. The time has come to make that day not a day of infamy, not a shameful attack on our democracy, but quite the opposite, a day to celebrate patriotism. Bastille Day in America, a day when the populace rose up to oppose tyranny. Ashley Babbitt was a martyr to the cause, a woman who loved her country and her president, who refused to sit home while the Democrats destroyed any semblance of democratic values by ratifying a pretender to the throne, the evil Biden. A statue should be commissioned for the Capitol Rotunda for all future peaceful visitors as a reminder of the price of our freedom. Let her name ring throughout history. Patriot Day, January 6th. Oh, I know, the Democrats will block the idea. They'd rather drag the American flag through the dirt with their January 6th commission, hoping us citizens will be convinced that tourists who gathered peacefully outside their chambers were really revolutionaries bent on overturning a legitimate election. What a bald-faced distortion of the truth. They will try to convince us that many of the senators and representatives decried the president on that day, even those in his own party, even McConnell and McCarthy, but, as we know, they have walked back those unfortunate accusations when the facts became clearer. We should, as many have suggested, investigate Nancy Pelosi for failure to prepare the Capitol Police for peaceful tourists minding their own business. And the thug who assassinated Ashley Babbitt when she was merely coming through the broken window of the assembly where the legislatures were huddled in misguided fear should be charged with first-degree murder. Democrats will try to confuse the facts by suggesting she had retweeted a few hours prior to her killing that Vice President Pence should resign and be tried for treason, and that Chief Justice Roberts was being blackmailed in a scheme to rape and kill innocent children. Rather than investigate her claims, they would prefer to make her the villain, not the true victim. But truth, as always, will find a way to the surface. Today is August 1st, and President Trump has assured us he will be reinstated in the White House on this day. Let freedom ring, my fellow Americans, and what better bell to toll than the one on January 6th, the future Patriots' Day. Keep the dream alive. Write to Pelosi and tell her to resign and she too be tried for treason. May God have mercy on their souls.